Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Cliffo and Gabby back together after the birth of my little baby boy, Charlie, turned 4 weeks old yesterday. Yeah, it's going really well.
4 weeks, wow.
It's flown,
it's already a month old.
He's doing great. Michelle, my wife's doing great. My daughter's loving being a big sister, so it's all good. But I want to flash back to a couple of weeks ago, just after Charlie was born, when I'm afraid, we were at the hospital, and I'm afraid to a certain group of people there, I looked like a thief. Like I was, stealing stuff from the hospital. Right?
That is like the lowest of the low, isn't it?
Stealing from a hospital. From the women and children's hospital.
Even worse.
Screw these kids. These pregnant women, I'm going to take their stuff. It wasn't me, Townsville. Mm-hmm. I promise you.
You're like your photos at the front reception. Don't let this guy
Yeah,
in.
Like people who pinch from bottle shops or whatever. Yes. I'm on the glass sliding doors now.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me paint the picture. When you have a baby at Women and Children's or whatever, you're allowed to stay if you're the parent or whatever that's not giving birth. And they do have these little fold-out things, these cushiony things, but they're super thin and super uncomfortable.
I bet.
And we knew this from having our daughter Matilda there.
Well, they don't want to encourage people to stay for too long.
Probably. You're probably right.
Get out.
Yeah, they're not pulling out of bed for you.
No.
But one of the midwives, when we were like checking in or doing the pre-admin stuff, she gave us a bit of advice. She's like, you can bring your own mattress if you want. And
perfect.
My wife and I have like a little spare mattress, like a little single mattress or whatever. So I was like you're saying, perfect. I'll bring the mattress or whatever. After a couple of days, because the first couple of days, my daughter stayed with her grandparents. After that, they had to go back to work. So I had to go back home. And we actually had our little room. It was on a little courtyard that was right next to the parking lot.
Beautiful.
So I figure, instead of carrying this mattress all the way out of our room, all the way down the long corridor, past the nurse's station, another long corridor, all the way out to the parking yard or whatever, I thought I'll cut a corner and I'll chuck it over the fence of the courtyard directly into the car park. And then I'll leg it around without the mattress. So I haven't got to go the rigmarole of carrying it through the hospital and grab it. Because I thought, who's going to pinch a mattress in the car park or whatever?
Well, it looks like you are.
So, well, I didn't realize that. But this is my perfectly laid out plan, right? So I do it. I'm in the courtyard and I hike it over to the car park. Actually sort of lands in a garden.
Okay.
There's a garden bed over the other side. I didn't realize that at the time. So anyway, like I said, I throw it over the fence. I hightail it right around or whatever. Then I have to wade through the garden to get the mattress. So I'm walking through the garden with this massive mattress or whatever, pulling it over the fence because it was still half stuck over the fence, walking through the garden. I finally get out of the garden, out of the bushes. I've got this mattress and I start walking towards the car and I see this family with a heavily pregnant woman clearly going in for admin or whatever, just staring at me like I'm stealing the mattress.
Well,
from the martyr.
It looked like you were.
I would like to put it out there for now. Like, I did not steal the mattress. The defibrillator machine, however, that I did pinch.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
If anyone's thinking about moving house, I've got one word of advice for you. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. It is the most stressful time. My boyfriend and I did the full move over the weekend. So I was doing bits and pieces last week, just taking some stuff over, doing a bit of a clean and little bits and pieces that fit in my car. But on the weekend, we had his ute and we did all the heavy things, the heavy lifting, the fat couch that is about 1,000 kilograms and had to take it upstairs. There were bruises, there were busted toes, there were jammed fingers.
You're actually sore.
I am so sore. I woke up the next morning to the point where I couldn't move properly. Like, I have muscle soreness for muscles I never knew I had. Even cutting my breakfast yesterday morning hurt because my forearms and hands were just so fatigued. It was the biggest
Great
day.
Great to see you never did the majority of the heavy lifting.
He actually did. I was so bad. Like, I'm so surprised that we survived it. But we sat on the couch last night and we've kind of set up the new place and we looked at each other and just went, oh, well, we still love each other. If we got through that last weekend, we are in it for the long haul.
Congratulations.
We did it. And we didn't break up.
And I think, too, when you guys moved up here, like, you came up first, then Nev came up in stages.
And we had like, removalists do it for us.
Yeah, you know, but this was the first big, we're doing this together.
Yeah.
At the same time.
And there was a lot of, there was a lot of ill will towards each other during the move because at one point, like, he dropped the couch and it smashed onto my toe and at another point he dropped my washing machine and I thought we were going to have to buy a new one.
What a PC way to put it. There was ill will.
There was a lot of words
said. There was furious arguments.
There were furious arguments.
There was hate in the air.
There was a couple of words that I cannot repeat on radio thrown out there.
Ill will.
But...
You're not running for parliament, mate.
At the end of it, we are still together and we're still smiling. And I thought, you know what? That is the ultimate test of a relationship is moving together. Just the two of you moving everything.
You know the other, like I like the term you use there, ultimate test of a relationship? Mm. Planning a wedding.
I bet.
Well, it actually got to the point for my wife and I. So, yeah, we got through it because she's still my
wife.
We stopped. We actually stopped planning this. We're having this massive wedding. We're going to do it at Jam Corner in Townsville. We're going to have the big wedding, the big reception, that sort of stuff. We just went off and eloped.
I just couldn't do it anymore.
It was actually straining our relationship to the point where I didn't want to marry her anymore.
So is that a success when it's the ultimate test if you just stop doing it?
Well, we're together now.
Okay.
We just welcomed another baby. So yeah, I guess that's a win. And well, it did. Look, our wedding day did turn out perfect.
Oh, good.
But, you know, we call it a fancy elopement because it was just us and a couple of mates and our parents.
You can the original plans. You realise it just wasn't worth it.
We dropped the whole wedding
because
it was too much of a test of our relationship.
Well, that's fair. 13, 12, 16. What do you think is the ultimate test to a relationship? Like, if you can get through this particular thing together and be still in love at the end of it.
Yeah.
You're good. You're a solid unit.
What do you
want
to add
unit
to the list, Townsville?
Yep.
So we've got moving.
Moving house.
Planning a wedding.
Planning a wedding.
But 13, 12, 16, what else needs to be on that list, Townsville? Like, what is the ultimate relationship test?
Troy, what do you think the ultimate test to a relationship is?
Oh, for sure it's got to be setting up a camper trailer when you're camping.
I bet. That would be such a stressful situation.
Oh, definitely. If you can make it through that, you can make it through forever.
And Troy, if you were silly enough to, like, leave it late and you actually get to your destination in the evening, like when the sun's setting?
Even worse.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Good one. Thank you, Troy. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Amara.
And what is the ultimate test to a relationship?
Partner going to prison.
What? Whoa. Did this happen to you?
Yes.
For how long?
So, there's just a couple of months, but if you can get through that, I'm pretty sure. After getting through that, after moving as well, yes.
Oh, done. So you guys did get through it?
Yes.
Oh, well done, you. Yeah, that is definitely the ultimate test.
Yeah, well done. I was going to make a joke about meeting someone else in there, but I won't do that. I'm not going to go
Let's
there.
Let's not go there.
No dropping the soap gags, nothing.
30, 12, not happening. 16, who's this?
Hey, it's Tanya.
Tanya, what's the ultimate test of a relationship?
Renovating.
Oh, that's way worse than renovating. Yeah, like going on the block. I don't know how those couples ever stay together.
I think it's just all a big act.
Yeah.
They're just putting it on.
Yeah, Norm and Jess actually live in separate houses.
They split up months ago.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hi, this is Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
What do you reckon's the ultimate test?
Husband or wife working away,
yeah.
Or hubby buying a new boat
without your permission.
Yes.
Oh, you are a patient woman. We'll take one more. Hey, who's this?
This is Angela.
Angela,
what's the ultimate test, Angela?
I think if it's making any type of furniture with an Allen key, I think that's pretty much a huge deal.
Flat pack furniture, that is the ultimate breakup tool, isn't it? The Allen key is what's broken up so many relationships.
The Allen key's not the tool. The breakup tool is the flat pack itself.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1. Cowboys are
we're joined by two of the Cowboys in the lead-up to their game this weekend, playing the Bunnies, Kurt Baptiste and Carl Felt. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
How are you guys feeling after a big win on the weekend?
Yeah, good. It was great to get a win. We've needed it. So, look, hopefully we can go back-to-back this week for the first time. So it'll be a tough challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. That's the dream.
Felty, are you just dying? Like 9 weeks on the sideline, you must just be like a kid with ADHD. You must feel like, did you see that Lego Masters challenge the other day when they had to sit and watch one team compete for an hour? Yeah, there was a time penalty and one of the guys goes, I'm 36 and I got ADHD and I'm watching other people play with Lego. Like, this is driving me mad. Yeah. That must be you, man.
Feels like I've had too much red cordial sitting on the sideline. Just, it's, yeah, it gets annoying after a while, so.
So is this weekend the weekend?
Yeah, we're hoping. So if I can get through this week at training, I'm pretty right to go. So,
what kind of tests do they put you through to make sure you're fit for play?
Just got to run at the boys and let them tackle you.
Have you ever been to a dog show, Gabby, where they run and jump through the hula hoops? And that's been Felty.
And they go through tubes.
They put a leash on him. And Michael.
Someone runs with me and just tells me, jump, jump, hop.
And he gets a treat. If he does.
They get a Powerade.
Actually, speaking of that, before, because we haven't met, this is the first time we've met, Kurt, and I was doing my research. I was on your Insta, and first thing I thought is you and Gabby are going to get on really well because it's clear from your Instagram you're a dog man.
Yeah, definitely. I've actually only just got him up here because when the floods happened, we got a flood affected. We were in Dahlia, and we had to take him back down to Toowoomba to my wife's family.
Oh, right.
So we've only just got him up, so I'm pretty happy. Yeah, pretty happy.
What sort of
we're like
you
the
got?
Same family. My boyfriend's family's in Toowoomba. This is weird. Weird. But, yeah, what kind of dog do you have?
He's a Bull Arab cross Great Dane, so he's a big boy.
Was he a rescue dog?
No, he wasn't, no. We got him up as a puppy.
Yeah.
My wife's sister, she bred him, so.
Oh, cool. Cute. Yeah. A little bit bigger than my chihuahua, but, you know, same.
Oh, my God.
We both have dogs.
He needs
to
get a jumper as well.
Yeah. Kurt's dog
could... cowboy dog jumpers, FYI. I've got one.
Kurt's dog could use your dog as, like, a chew toy.
Yeah.
Like, he'd pick up Bear and he'd squeak.
Let's not give that a go.
Okay, so, boys, on the road this weekend, taking on the Bunnies, and then back at home, Parramatta, Saturday, May 18. So that's actually the election day. So I guess we'd encourage everyone to get out and vote. Have you guys got to go and vote and then play football?
I think we have to vote. So
you have to vote.
Obviously.
Yeah,
you are no 18 for us.
But like, has something come out from the club or whatever where they're encouraging you to maybe vote?
Pre-vote.
You know, pre-poll or whatever.
Yeah, we always vote before the election day. Or whenever you meant to vote. So
do you go as a team or something?
No, he's going
time. That'd be pretty cool.
All right, we do a little. All right, guys, are going to vote for this person. And everyone go together.
Well, can you let me know when you're going to pre-vote? Because I would like you to be my defence when all these people come at me with pamphlets. I'm just going to use you as a human shield.
You just put on the phone and act like you're on the phone and walk in and walk out.
Yeah, you've got a jump out.
Sorry, Mum, I'm voting. Hang on, I'll call you back.
Yeah. Can't talk to you now, you crazy greenie. Yeah, stop it, Daddy, whatever. I'm on the phone to Mum.
Hey, Groove of the Moo was on the weekend and I saw a couple of the boys were actually working for the Red Frog. The Red Frog Foundation. What's it?
Red Frog.
They look after people who are having a tough time.
Were you guys there or participating or just partying?
No, I didn't go.
Know
a few boys went, but
year off.
Boo. How cool is that though? Like, what a way to experience Groove in the Moo without actually having to get involved with all the drama. Just go hand out.
What a way to end the interview too, Gabs. I like that. Like, oh, these Cowboys players are doing this great thing, but you two weren't there. Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, Gabs. Look, they are great guys. They are community-minded. We love them. And they're flying to Sydney. Like I say, Rabbitohs on Sunday, then back at home, Parramatta on Election Day, Saturday, May 18. For now, Kyle Felt, Kurt Baptiste, thanks so much for coming in, boys.
Thank you.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Can I make an early kind of out there bold prediction?
Yes.
Australia will win Eurovision this year. And that is a Guy Clifton guarantee.
Well, it's not going to happen
right
now.
There.
You just jinxed it.
Put the house on it, baby.
Don't.
Mortgage the house.
Do not
sell the
do
car.
That.
Get the kids' inheritance. Put it all on. Kate Miller-Heidke winning Eurovision. This is an exciting year for Eurovision, and I'm one of those weirdos that's a Eurovision tragic.
How long have you been into it?
Well, from before it was kind of popular. Like, I liked it before that year Jess Mowboy went over as a special guest.
So before Australia got involved.
Yeah, I was a fan before Australia got involved. And this year, it is pretty exciting because Australia actually got to decide for the first time who's going to be competing.
I did love that.
Yeah, and it was Kate Miller-Heidke. So she's a Brisbane girl, Queenslander. I love that it's a Queenslander representing Australia at the biggest song contest in the world.
Trained in opera.
Yeah, trained in opera and all that. Is it the Conservatorium in Brisbane?
Sure.
I don't know.
She has a very unique style, though, because she does pop music with an opera edge. It's interesting.
And that perfectly, I guess, Gab, sums up the song Zero Gravity that she's doing for Eurovision. And it's less than 2 weeks away, the Eurovision Song Contest finals. Yeah, so the finals are this weekend, but the big grand final and all that is the weekend after.
Sure.
So it's actually the election weekend, the election, yeah.
So much is happening that weekend, isn't it?
So many people are going to be voting for politicians, but I think more people are probably going to be interested in voting
You accidentally write Kate Miller-Heidke on your federal poll.
Yesterday, she did her very first rehearsal of her song Zero Gravity. Here's a bit of what it sounded like. Have a listen.
Please welcome for her first rehearsal, Kate Miller-Heidke from Australia.
So she's floating in the air during this. She's like balancing on a big stick, floating from side to side. Looks incredible.
Kind of scary.
Here's the high note you were talking about. Listen to this.
It's insane.
But it is kind of scary, you're right, because she's floating on this stick in the air and there's two women either side of her floating in black dresses and they kind of look a bit like Dementors.
They're going to come and suck out your soul.
These guys have escaped from Azkaban. Come straight to the Eurovision Song Contest.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I don't know if you've noticed, Cliffo, but there is a lot of political advertising happening at the moment. Have you noticed?
I had absolutely no
idea. No, it's pretty subtle.
Are you sure?
But the election is only a couple of weeks away, and so every political party out there has just gone crazy with trying to get their ads seen by the most number of eyes.
I'm even seeing ads for parties that I didn't even really know.
Same.
Were a thing.
Like, and then, you say, like, who are you and what do you stand for? And like, what is this party?
Well, there's a dude near my house who's got one of those pictures of his heads, you know, that's mainly what you
headshot,
see.
Yeah.
Like a call flute. And he's like for the fishing party. Oh. And I'm like, do we just not go to work and go fishing?
Well, I'd be for that.
I'm down with that. I'm not even a fisherman. I'll do that.
Well, there's a lot of like those big billboards happening as well. Mm. And yesterday I actually took a couple of my distant relatives for breakfast. We went to the Watermark because we wanted
beautiful.
To be able to see the ocean because they're from Toowoomba. So
yeah, nice.
They're not from here. And I wanted to showcase a little bit of the Strand to them. You know, show
it's
off.
It's a pretty
our city.
Sweet view. If you're sitting on the wooden deck part,
we
like at the pub bit,
yeah.
Or if you're sitting at the restaurant bit, like on the fence.
Right on the fence.
Yeah, boom.
And that's where we're sitting. We had this beautiful view of the Strand. It was a gorgeous morning yesterday. We were eating our breakfast. I was just talking up Townsville and how amazing it is here and how much I love it. And they were soaking it in. Like, they were really getting into it. And then all of a sudden, this truck with a huge trailer on the back with political advertising just kind of pulls up next to us. And we thought they were just waiting for the pedestrian crossing for people to walk across. No, they were parking. So instead
of it like one of those A-frame ones on the back of a trailer?
The huge billboards.
Massive.
And so instead of being able to see the ocean, all we could see was this giant Cathy O'Toole.
Oh, Cathy.
Like massive. Like, Cathy. I love you, Cathy, but I'm not going to breakfast with a view of Cathy. That's not what I'm paying for.
It could have been worse. Clive Palmer literally lives like 100 metres from there.
He does.
Like the Clive Palmer.
Yeah, right. I'd prefer a Cathy billboard to the actual Clive
Palmer. The actual Palmer blocking your view.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Gabs, another Cowboys legend, has had his face plastered across Bundaberg rum bottles. Jonathan Thurston,
of course.
Duh.
I don't even know what to ask. of course it was.
It's like a collab between JT and Bundy to commemorate? Commemorate makes it sound like he's dead. He's not dead.
Celebrate?
To mark, maybe, an amazing career.
Yeah.
Now, JT was actually instrumental in the production of this limited edition Bundaberg rum. It's aged 5 years.
So he's been involved for 5 years?
I don't know. Maybe
they
aged it.
He was going to retire in 5 years.
The vibe I get is they were working on some boutique rums.
And then he retired. It was good timing.
You pick one. But the one he's picked, it's aged for 5 years in bourbon barrels, producing notes of oak, vanilla, and fruitcake.
Oh, okay. Every Bundy rum tastes the same to me.
It's all rum.
I can't taste it.
We're going to get drunk and fight each other at the end of the night. But a stack of people actually from Townsville flew down to Bundaberg because that was some of the first that bought some of the bottles and stuff. And they had this massive party at the actual Bundaberg Rum Distillery.
What a great place for a party.
Well, I know it was a good night because this is JT's normal laugh, right? And this is how you know he had a great night because this is his laugh at the end of the night. Pass the bottle, JT. Pass the bottle.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.